Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's talk a little bit about the NFL draft and talk a little bit about the guys hoping to get their name called later this month at the NFL draft as we head out on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We welcome in our friend Matt Manicharian, former NFL scout, most notably with the Saints, where he worked with Terry Fontenot. Matt is with Sports Info Solutions. They have tremendous stuff surrounding the NFL draft. They're a great follow on Twitter. Matt will tell you more about the info they have available and how you can take advantage of it. Matt, appreciate the time. Great to visit, as always. Let's start with this. Falcons have the number 8 pick in the draft. Terry Fontenot has talked before during his tenure here about he wants to take the best player available. Who do you think the best player that's going to be available for the Falcons at number 8 is?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think most likely you're looking at one of the receivers. I think Neighbors is probably gone, but maybe Adunze there, or one of the tackles. I think Alt's probably gone, but J.C. Latham is a guy I would have my eyes on. So those are probably two of the names that I would throw into consideration.
Pass rush continues to be an area that the Falcons have to address. Do you see a difference maker at an edge position in this draft?
You know, not really. Not a difference maker. For us, the top two edges in the draft, Dallas Turner and don't even get me on his first name, Latu. But both these players, I think, are solid starting level NFL edges. We've got them at the 10th and 11th best players overall in the draft. But we don't see them as, you know, instant all-pro type players. This is one of the years where if you want to bring in a 10-sack guy as a rookie, it's probably going to be a harder ask, but both of these players I think could be, you know, in the 7 to 8 sack range, that type of player, and really grow into an ideal starter for you. So I would personally value an Adunze a little bit above that, but they're right there in terms of being in that range of a pick.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your home of the Atlanta Falcons. Plenty of draft coverage leading up to, including the night of the NFL draft. And we break down what may happen here in a couple of weeks with Matt Manicharian, former NFL scout, currently with Sports Info Solutions. We saw the Falcons make Kyle Pitts the highest drafted tight end ever a couple of years ago. Could Brock Bowers, the Georgia tight end, could he go even higher in this draft?
Oh, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that, in my opinion, Brock Bowers, we have him as the eighth best prospect overall in this class. He's in that range in terms of quality. But the positional value, I expect him to go a little bit lower than that. I expect him to go in the teens. So it would surprise me if he went as high as Pitts went a couple of years ago. They're also very different prospects, right? You're talking about Pitts, who's like half an X receiver, right? He's somebody that you can isolate. You can use him kind of traditionally more like a receiver, and you're really not going to ask him to block anybody in line. Now, Brock Bowers isn't an inline tight end either, but he's much more of a slot than like that true like type of X receiver in terms of how you're going to use him. He's going to be the old-fashioned H-back, that sort of role, and you're going to get him the ball in a lot of different ways because he's so good after the catch. So I think they're a little bit different in sorts of the in sort of the roles that they play, and I think Bowers ultimately has a little bit less physical upside compared to Pitts, but I think Bowers is going to be a better player from day one probably. And hopefully he'll find a little bit of a better home usage wise than Pitts has so far in his career.
Matt, I want to talk quarterbacks with you for a second here. There is not a position in this draft that gets talked about more, that gets scrutinized more. Before we get to the guys this year, I thought CJ Stroud to come in and do what he did last year in his first year in the National Football League, just phenomenal last year in Houston. Did you see that from C.J. Stroud last year? Did you expect him to excel the way he did in year one?
Well, I don't think it'd be fair to say I expected anybody to play that well in year one. That's as good a rookie year quarterback performance as I can think of. So I expected him to be good, but to say he expected him to be that good, I think he stepped into the NFL and from day one was basically one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, just like that, become what we call a win-with player, a guy you can win a Super Bowl with, and we could ascend into a player that you win a Super Bowl because of. Where I've got to take an L is I also thought Bryce Young was going to be that guy. We had them neck and neck on our grading scale last year, and you know, like a lot of people, I would have expected Bryce Young to perform better. Clearly, the evaluation at this point would be that Stroud is a different type of player than Bryce Young. And on top of that, I think the landing spot in terms of the offenses that each of those guys found themselves in, clearly Stroud has a much better fit there.
All right, let's talk about this quarterback class now for a second. Who is the guy in this draft that you see being closest to being ready to come in and contribute and play right away as an NFL starter?
Caleb Williams, yeah, he has every trait, every talent. You might have some growing pains with him, but I think he's got the highest upside, and he's the one that I would feel most comfortable putting on the field right away.
Matt Manicharian, he's with Sports Info Solutions. He'll tell you more about that coming up in just a minute. Matt is a former scout with both the Saints and the Browns, and he's with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Which quarterback do you think has the biggest upside?
Again, I'm going to say Caleb Williams. I'll make you bored though with that one. But he really does have the highest upside. He's really a special talent as far as a quarterback. Like we think back a couple of years ago when Trevor Lawrence came out, and obviously it's been a little bit more up and down for him. But as a prospect, like the Andrew Luck, the Peyton Manning type prospects, Caleb Williams is in that discussion for a reason. I know everybody's afraid to make the Patrick Mahomes comparisons because to say any quarterback is going to be anything like Patrick Mahomes is obviously something that's going too far. But in terms of the creativity, in terms of the command of the football, the athleticism, and how he sees the game and puts it all together, that's all kinds of upside. Neck and neck, by the way, Drake May is Justin Herbert type upside. I think if it goes well for Drake May, that's the type of player that we're talking about. He just, in any other year, he's probably the QB1 of the draft. It's just, there's a special guy ahead of him this year. So that's the only separation there. But May definitely, has incredible upside as well.
So where do you put guys like a Jaden Daniels and a JJ McCarthy?
I put them a little bit, behind those first two. So yeah, Williams is the top of the notch. There's a break, and then there's May. Daniels, we like a little bit behind May. Now certainly you get the athleticism with Daniels. You have the most productive player in college football this past season. You throw on the film, you can see all the stuff that he's doing, the back shoulder fades, getting it done with his legs. What I worry about with him, he's a little bit of an older prospect. We saw him earlier in his career have some success and some struggles before transferring and really landing in the LSU juggernaut. That LSU juggernaut offense, it's not exactly the sort of place that's exactly like being in an NFL offense, right? You're talking about two tackles that are going to be first-round picks next year and neighbors at receiver and some of the weapons that they had. That's not exactly like going to be a typical scenario to be evaluating a quarterback in. But I do think he has a high floor. I think, you know, I gave you Williams before, but Daniels has probably a higher floor than Drake May just because the athleticism, he's more of a one or two read guy and then pull it down. So you know what you can get with an offense like that. I just don't think he has the can be a win because of type quarterback the way those first two guys can. I think he's more probably a higher floor, but not with the same upside just based on the arm talent, the age, some of that stuff.
Give me a sleeper, Matt. Who's the guy in this draft we're not talking about, but we need to be?
Well, it depends who you're talking about. Are you talking about Spencer Rattler or Joe Milton? Because in different ways, I think they're both interesting to talk about.
Joe Milton is a guy everybody talks about, the arm and the arm strength. How does that translate to the NFL?
Well, I mean, it's arm talent. That's one thing that you can't teach, right? He's got as big, ridiculously big arm as far as anybody. He absolutely has all the traits. He's got good size. He's a 6'5 guy. Gets the ball out nicely. There's things to like about his game. It's just it's not fully together right now. The accuracy is not there when you look at it. Getting the ball out of his hands quickly is not a forte of his. And the general productivity just hasn't been there in that same way. So it's a little bit more of a project when you start to talk about him. But when you talk about a player that is got the plus size, he's got plus arm talent, and he's got good mobility, I think that there's something to work with there that I'd be interested at, you know, in at the right price.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, talking NFL draft, wrapping things up with Matt Manicheri. And Matt, former scout with the Saints and the Browns, with Sports Information Solutions. He will tell you more about what they are generating around the NFL draft and how you can be prepped and ready for the draft coming up in a couple of weeks. I wanted to ask about a couple of more Georgia guys before we finish. What kind of grade do you guys have on Ladd McConkey, the wide receiver?
Oh, interesting prospect. This is going to be a funny thing about sort of the way our grading scale works. So we have him graded out as a number three receiver on the NFL level, a true number three receiver on the NFL level. So if you really think about that, you know, historically that was a backup. But if you really think about what plays in the NFL and every team being primarily an 11 personnel with three wide receivers on the field, that's really like a starting type grade in today's NFL. So for us, if you're not a true number one or number two with the flexibility to play inside or outside, that will keep you from being at that first grade cutoff. But he's the ninth overall at his position. He's the 90th overall player on our board, and he slots in right there in kind of a whole glut of other wide receivers on our board, where we think that he doesn't have the ideal play strength, the ideal hands and ability to make contested catches that you would truly want out of a number one or number two type wide receiver. But you got somebody with really good run after the catch ability, somebody who's can play on the inside and will mix it up certainly in blocking game and that sort of stuff. And then he has some of that short area quickness at burst. I think he slots in as an ideal slot receiver that I think can be an every down player for you. Just make sure you're going to surround him with guys that have a little bit more of that outside ability.
Matt Manicheri and Sports Info Solutions. I've been a big fan of the work these guys have put out for the last couple of years, last 5-6 years when it comes to preparing for and following the NFL draft. Matt, tell folks, how can they find more? You guys have a wealth of information out there. How can they learn more to be ready for the draft?
Yeah. So the best way to get all of our draft information at Sports Info Solutions is to check out the 33rdteam.com. We partnered with them over there at the 33rd Team, and we did their entire draft experience. So you can see not just our draft board from one to almost 400 players that we have ranked. You can see the full scouting reports that are NFL-style scouting reports based on what I learned from people like Terry Fontenot and Ryan Pace and some of the really great evaluators that I was around, DeJuan Jones being among them. And then alongside that, you can see what else we're known for at Sports Info Solutions, which is the deep statistics. And you can see things like Ladd McConkey went from 2.4 yards per route run in 2022 to 3.7 yards per route run in 2023. And he was running 10% more deep routes year over year in that regard, too. So you can see these sorts of things that you might not be able to find in other different places. And not just to have a stat that says he's good, he's bad, but to be able to corroborate the scouting report with some of this other type of information really gives you, I think, a fuller picture of the player. So you can check that all out at the 33rdteam.com. You'll want to check out the draft matrix, which shows kind of the horizontal board, the way that the teams look at it. There's lots of good stuff in there.
33rdteam.com. Matt, appreciate it. As always, my man, we'll look forward to catching up with you again.
Thank you.
Matt Manicharian, former Saint, former Brown scout, talking NFL draft with us. We got more on the NFL. We'll continue to talk about the draft. We'll take a look around the league as well. We'll do it when we come back. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.